From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The American Secretary of State Rex Tillerson conceded Sunday that Iran is in technical compliance with the international agreement to curb its nuclear weapons development.
If we cannot see movement, if we don't see some encouragement that we're going to begin to address these, then there's no reason to stay in, and he has every intention of walking out.
Tillerson told CNN President Trump wants Congress to adopt a more complete strategy to fix what he believes are flaws in the agreement. Tillerson also told CNN on Sunday that President Trump wants the conflict with North Korea over its nuclear weapons program to end peacefully.
He supports our diplomatic efforts. We're going to maintain those diplomatic efforts, as I have commented to others. Our diplomatic efforts will continue until the first bomb is dropped.
The death toll from Saturday's massive truck bombing in the Somali capital Mogadishu is now the deadliest terror attack in the country's history. Minister of Information of Somalia tweeted that the number killed is now 276. About 300 have been wounded. Kenya, Ethiopia, and Turkey have all sent medical aid to Somalia. In Washington, the U.S. State Department condemned the attack in the strongest terms, and angry protesters took to the streets condemning al-Shabaab. The militant group often claims attacks in Mogadishu. It has so far stayed silent, but the Somali government and terror experts strongly believe the group was responsible. Among the hundreds injured was VOA reporter in Mogadishu, Abdul Qadir Mohammed Abdullah. Abdullah sustained injuries to the neck, hand, and had burns throughout his body. This is VOA News. Iraqi state media say Iraqi forces have entered the disputed region of Kurdish-held Kirkuk, apparently without firing a shot. The reports say that forces began moving at midnight on Sunday towards oil fields and an important airbase held by Kurdish forces near the city. It was reported that Iraqi soldiers are now in control of vast areas of oil-rich Kirkuk and will seek the cooperation of the local population along with Kurdish Peshmerga fighters. Those fighters seized parts of Kirkuk in 2014 during a battle against Islamic State fighters. And the Islamic State fighters have left the Syrian city of Raqqa after they reached a withdrawal agreement with the U.S.-backed Syrian militias surrounding them. Hundreds of civilians have left Raqqa in recent days from the neighborhoods held by Islamic State fighters, taking advantage of the slowdown in the fighting by coalition troops meant to help civilians safely evacuate. On Friday, scores of civilians fled Raqqa ahead of the anticipated final push into the city by the U.S.-backed fighters that are trying to retake it from the ISIS militants. Wildfires in the American western state of California's famed wine country continue to intensify, taking lives and destroying buildings. The death toll has now risen to at least 39, with hundreds of others still unaccounted for. There are at least 16 fires burning. About 100,000 people have evacuated their homes, but some have stayed behind. About 5,700 homes and businesses have been destroyed. A runoff vote for the presidency of Liberia is to be held between former footballer George Weah and incumbent Vice President Joseph Boakye. According to the Electoral Commission, it said on Sunday, with over 95% of the votes counted in the West African country, Weah has taken 39% of the votes and Boakye 29%, neither of them near the 50% required to win the presidency outright. And Venezuela's opposition is hoping that Sunday's regional elections will wrest a majority of state governorships from President Nicolas Maduro's ruling Socialist Party and give the opposition some momentum ahead of next year's presidential election. Polls projected the opposition Democratic Union Roundtable coalition candidates were likely to win over half of those contests. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.